Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metkatalin, Bahetz Gabel, Eshtami, Tukad, Ahamizveya, Loktikbe. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and may he lift his hands upon you and bring you peace forevermore. I pray this is my prayer. Well, today we have spirit blessings. We have spirit blessings. And the thing about it is that these spirit blessings are things which we will do, and which people will know. You'll know it, because it is something what? It is something that is new. It is new. You don't know about it. You never seen it. You never have been around it. So this thing is new. It's new to you. But there is, now you listen good, there is a certain type of reference we have to this. See, spirits, can, or I should say the spirit, it can curse us. When we do wrong, it can curse us. But when we do good, and are good, it can bless us. Now, so the first thing that I want to make sure to you is that my purpose is in blessing you. Yeah, that's it. My purpose is blessing you. That is it. It is just to give you a blessing. A blessing which you can receive now, a blessing that you can use later, and a blessing which you can use, well, for all of your life. If you use it properly, this blessing shall be a good one for you. And what's more, because I'm talking health and wealth, because I'm telling you how to be healthy and wealthy. You see, this is a blessing which you shall always remember and shall always keep. Now, I'm going to tell you, to get this blessing, you have got to listen to me real good. You've got to listen to me real good. This blessing is one which people have used for hundreds of years. It is a blessing which is designed, it is the design to bring out the goodness of you. But it is also a blessing which you can know, one which you can see, one which you can feel, and one which is inside of you. Glory be to God. Now, the thing about it is this. The thing about it is this. This blessing can be used anytime, any place. Oh, yeah. Anytime, any place. You can take this blessing and use it. And I'm going to tell you, so many of you are going to call me and get in touch with me so about it that really, you know, I don't know. Because I almost don't want to give it out. But I am. Because it's given by God, by Almighty God Himself. Blessed be His name. Now, with this blessing, you will have it. You will keep it. You will be the one which will use it. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And for this blessing, I'm going to tell you, you will need a $1 bill. $1. Now, if you got one, get it. If you got one, get it. Get a $1 bill or what any denomination do, but a $1 bill. Get it. Because that $1 bill is really the freedom to your destiny. It is the freedom from all the jankism, all the badism, all the crossism you got. That one paper dollar, will free you, from everything that is wrong. It will. It will do it. Now, do you got your dollar? You got it? Well, don't look at me. You better get it. You better run and rush and get it. Because that dollar bill represents all that you are trying, all that you will get, all that you are about. And I got a dollar bill to build my own self here. So I got one my own self. Get the dollar bill. Now, with the dollar bill, there are certain things which you have to do. Certain things which are, well, I should say, are instrumental or part of it. There is one thing. People say that Papa say you got a lot of magic. Yeah. You got a lot of magic. Man, I ain't got no magic. I don't have no magic. I am not a magician. What I do have is the Word of God, the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms. That I do have. Now, with the magic, I don't know. I ain't got none of that. I know certain things which people say are magical. You know, everybody knows that. Hey, I'm going to tell you, anytime you take some hot tea with lemon in it, you use the magic. Yeah, there's a time that was considered magic. Honey and lemon were considered magic, but now it ain't. Nope, now it's not. It is not magic now. But there's a time when it was considered a very magical thing, something which only a witch or something would use. But, you know, and people say, honey and lemon, That's magic? Yeah, it was. But now it isn't. Now it isn't. So there are certain things, which I know, and people say they are magic. Yeah, they still say they're magic, but it isn't magic. It ain't magic. There's certain old things which I know and that I do, which people will account as magic, but it ain't magic as far as I'm concerned. It ain't magic. See, but this stuff with the $1 bill is considered what? Magic. But it ain't. This ain't magic. This is just realized, abominable, and really sublime truth that God does bless his people. God bless. Now, if you got that $1 bill, yeah, now that $1 bill, yeah, you're going to see it. On that $1 bill, on the front of it, and that's the side with the president on it. That's the side with Washington on it. I want you to take it, and I want you to put your first name on the left over the assignment mark, you know, over the number, you know, the serial number. Your first name. I want you to put that, and I want you to put your second name beneath where it says one. Beneath where it says one on the right hand side. You got left, which says your top, your first name, and you got the right, which says your surname, your family name. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful. Yeah, you better be careful about your name. You better be careful. Make sure it is the name that you want. See, ladies, some of you have got married names. You got a married name, but that ain't your name. That's your husband's name. You put your name, the name that you have. So on the left side, on the left-handed side, you put your name, your personal name. And on the right-hand side, up under the word one, you put your family name. Now, you got it? Okay, now turn it over. On the back, where it says the United States of America above it, I want you to put your name, your full name. And on the bottom, where it says $1, I want you to put your name. Now, you could even, you know, there are those people that put it on the four corners. Well, you can do that too. Put it on the four corners. Put it on the short end of it. You know? Now, well, what you do after you've done it, you have got a dollar bill with your name on it. A dollar bill with your name on it. Now, here we go. We are going to get into it. What I want you to do is I want you to fold this dollar toward yourself. In other words, I want you to take the part that says that the United States of America, and I want you to fold it. You want you to fold that little piece down, and it should cover George Washington's eyes. Yes, sir, it should cover his eyes. And I want you to take the bottom part, you know, the part that says $1, and it should cover the rest of him up. So that the only thing when it's folded up is that showing is $1. That's on one side. And on the other side, it should be in God we trust, one. And I want you to fold these things tight. Fold them tight. You got it? Fold them tight. It's now, I'm telling you now, it might be a little hard, but you do it. You do it. Now, with that, I want you to take that and I want you to fold it in half. Fold it in half. You know, where it says $1, where it says $1, I want you to fold that in half. I want you to fold that dollar bill in half. Okay? Fold that dollar bill in half. Now, when you look at it this time, you will have what? You will have the pyramid on one side, the pyramid with God on top of it, on one side, and the seal of the United States on the other side. Now, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do with that. I want you to take it just like that, just like it is. Oh, glory to God. Just like it is, and I want you to fold it up. I want you to sew it up. I want you to put it together. I want you to take a piece of thread or a piece of string and just put it around it. Put it around it. Put it around it. You are making a money bundle. You're making a money bundle. You put that thread around it one time. You put it around it two times. You put it around it three times. That's enough. But you can put it on there as many as seven times. And you tie it in a knot. You tie it in a knot. Now, this is your money bundle. Your money bundle. This is one thing which you will always have. And always use. You will not go broke. You will never be without money. You will never do without from this day forward. No, you won't. No, you won't. If you got this money bundle. If you got it. Now, what are you going to do with that? Well, I got one more thing to do with it. One thing which will bless you. One thing which will keep you. One thing which will make you a holy person. Yep. This is the word of God. In the book of Psalms, there are two psalms which you can use, which make this a blessed thing. Two psalms. Psalm number 5. And Psalm number 65. Now, these psalms don't have to have a holy name, but they don't have one. No, they don't. No, they don't. Psalm 5 and Psalm 65. Now, with these two psalms, what are you going to do? You're going to read them. You're going to read these psalms. Yep. All except Psalm 65. Psalm 65 does have a holy name. It's Yah. Yah. Y-A-H. But Psalm 5 doesn't have a holy name. It doesn't have one. Psalm 65 has a holy name, Yah. Now, what you going to do? What you're going to do is starting tomorrow morning, or tonight, if you feel like it, starting tonight, you are going to read Psalm number 5. And you're going to do what? You're going to say it out loud. You're going to say it out loud. You're going to pray this psalm. You're going to pray this psalm out loud. And why are you praying out loud? Because you want it to happen. You want it to happen. You will pray it out loud. You will pray it out loud. Now, this is how this will go. You will pray this out loud 3 days in a row or more, but 3 days, a minimum of 3 days. You got that? 3 days in a row, you'll pray it out loud. But what you'll do, that's not all. You will pray Psalm 65. But you'll pray it with the holy name, Yah. Yes, you will. You'll pray it with the holy name, Yah. And you'll pray it 3 times. So tonight what you'll do, I'm going to tell you, tonight what you'll do, you'll pray Psalm 5. And then you'll pray Psalm 65. Tomorrow morning, you'll pray Psalm 5. And then you'll pray Psalm 65. And tomorrow night, you'll pray 5. And then you'll pray Psalm 65. You will keep on going with it. And then, the thing about it, is you will be fortunate in all your undertakings. You will be fortunate. You won't be broke. You won't be out of it. You won't be tired. You won't need things. It will be there. You will have it. You will have it. Now, I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this because of what? Of what? I'm telling you this because this is God. This is God working for you. It's Him working for you. It is God telling you something. Telling you something that will help you. Telling you something that will keep you. Telling you something that will encourage you. Telling you something that will keep you out of every type of trouble you could get in. That's Psalm 5 and Psalm 65. Now, Psalm 65, when you say it, every time, well, let's do it this way. Every time you say a verse, you don't say the name of God. No, you just think about it. You just think about it. You just think about it. You think about it, and then you say the verse. You think about it again, then you say the verse. And at first, well, yeah, I know at first, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It will be hard. But, you know, living broken is hard, too. Being broke, being without nothing is hard. So you just keep on going with it. Keep on going with it. Remember, Psalm 5 and then Psalm 65. Psalm 5 and then Psalm 65. You do that. You do that, and the Lord will bless you real good. He will bless you. And then you got in your hand that money bundle. Now, it ain't, folks say, how is that a money bundle? That ain't no, that's just, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to have a lot of money for it to be a bundle. No, you don't have to have a lot of money. You just have to have some. You just have to have some. This $1. This $1 will keep you. It will keep you financially safe. It will keep you out of all trouble. It will keep you not wondering where money will come from because you'll know it. You'll know it. This is how God works. This is how God works. So with that dollar bill, you call it magic, you call it what you want. All I know is that it works. It works. Baby, it works. It works. Now, with that money bundle, you keep that money bundle near you. Don't have to keep it on you, but keep it near you. Keep it in your pocket. Keep it in your purse. Keep it with your money. Keep it wherever you have to put your cash. And then you will have the blessing of Almighty God. Now, with this blessing, now I know some of you here, well, I got to be used and whatnot. Well, so what? So what? I will listen to you. I will try, which will be next Sunday at the same time. I will try to listen to really, well, just your testimonies of what it has happened to you, what you have done, and what you are going to do. Because I'm looking at some of you. It's some of you there who are in financial trouble. You are in financial trouble. Bad financial trouble. Bad. But this will definitely get you out of it. This is the blessing, the spirit blessing. And it came on Sunday. This is a Sunday spirit blessing, and it's for you. It's for you. Now, God bless you and God keep you, and I hope he lifts his eyes upon you. Now, you be listening for me, okay? And may God give you peace. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.